I'm Avi Arditi, and this week on Wordmaster, more about business communication. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the value of a firm handshake and how it's okay to just say your name and nice to meet you when you're introducing yourself. Today, English teacher Nina Weinstein is back to talk about some ways to sound less formal in casual conversation.
Generally speaking, whenever we have the chance to use a two-word verb, that is kind of an instant way to sound more informal and more natural.
Why don't you give a couple of examples?
Please stand. Please stand up. I'm going to call my friend. I'm going to call up my friend. I'd like to set up a meeting rather than I'd like to arrange a meeting.
So set up instead of arrange, stand up instead of just stand, adding those prepositions kind of
right.
Soften them a little bit.
Right. It makes it more informal.
You have a couple more examples?
Get together. Let's get together for a meeting this weekend rather than
let's meet this weekend.
Meet. Exactly. Exactly. And we said, let's set up a meeting. I'm tied up next week.
As opposed to
busy.
Yes.
Busy. We have many, many ways to say I'm busy. I have a lot on my plate. I have a million things to do. I have a ton of paperwork. So all of these very colorful idioms sound more like a native speaker, more informal, and more natural.
Although, actually, just going back to the word busy for a second, I mean, that doesn't sound too bad if you say, I'm busy next week. Or, I mean, you could say I'm tied up, but...
You can say I'm busy, but if that's the only way you can say it, it gets kind of stale, and it makes your vocabulary sound as if it's pretty limited. So I always tell my students to rotate among a couple of idioms for these common situations like I'm busy. I'm swamped. I have a ton of things to do. I'm buried in paperwork. So there are a lot of really interesting ways to say that. And because it's such a common situation, we want to know at least a couple of those.
Right. Without, I suppose, sounding, you know, too out there in terms of tossing around, you know, these expressions. Because
These are very common ones, and these are ones that other people will use as well. For instance, I'm tied up. That's much different than I'm busy. There's a connotation that I cannot change whatever it is I'm doing. So if you call a company and you ask for Mr. Jones and they say, I'm sorry, he's tied up in a meeting, the connotation of that is that you cannot interrupt him. So you wouldn't say, well, could you please tell him I'm on the line? You wouldn't say that because tied up tells you that you cannot interrupt him. So it's the appropriate one to use. We don't want to just say I'm busy because then it doesn't give the whole story.
So we've talked about handshakes and sounding more natural, but as English teacher Nina Weinstein points out, there's something else traditionally important when talking to Americans, that is, making eye contact.
In some cultures, it's not considered polite to look in the person's eyes when they're talking to you. But in our culture, if you don't make eye contact and look at their eyes when they're talking, the speaker might feel that you're bored or you're not listening. And so this is really important. Or in business, they might feel that you're not telling the truth.
If you're looking away, right?
If you're looking away, exactly.
Nina Weinstein comes to us from the VOA Bureau in Los Angeles. She has an English teaching business and writes books that you can find online through Amazon and other sites. You can find her previous Wordmaster segments, including her advice about shaking hands, at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. And that's all for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. I'm Avi Arditi.
Shake hands with your Uncle Max, my boy. And here is your sister, Cheryl. And here is your cousin, Isabel. That's Irving's oldest girl. And you remember the Tishman twins, Gerald and Jerome. We all came out to greet you and to wish you welcome home. Meet Merowitz, Barrowitz, Handelman, Shandelman, Sperber and Gerber and Steiner and Stone. Moskowitz, Lupowitz, Aronson, Berenson, Kleinman and Feynman and Friedman and Cohn. Smolowitz, Wallowitz, Teitelbaum, Mandelbaum, Levin, Levinsky, Levine and Levi. Brumberger, Schlumberger, Minkus and Thinkus and Stein with an E-I and Stein with a Y. Shake hands with your Uncle Sal, mine boy. And here is your brother Sid. And here is your cousin Yetta, who expects another kid. Whenever you're